الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, Allah Ta'ala has not ordered the slaves except with that which they can do, and they must not be obligated by others to do except what Allah ordered them to do. This is the explanation of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We say, no one has the ability to be artful, to move, or to shift away from disobeying Allah except with the help of Allah. And no one has the strength to perform obedience to Allah and stay firm to it except with the tawfiq of Allah. The explanation to this statement is that people must not impose on others what Allah did not ordain on them. In the hadith narrated by Ahmad and Al-Bukhari, it is mentioned that La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is one of the treasures of paradise. Moreover, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it as لا حول عن معصية الله إلا بعصمة الله ولا قوة على طاعة الله إلا بعون الله, which means no one has the ability to avoid sinning except with the protection of Allah, and no one has the ability to obey except with the help of Allah. Then At-Tahawi said, everything runs according to the will, knowledge, preordainment, and destiny of Allah Ta'ala. His will has overpowered all wills, and His preordainment has defeated all artifices. He does whatever He wills, and He is never unjust. He is free of every injustice and defect. Allah said in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 23, La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. It means He, Allah, is not questioned about what He does, but the creations are. Nothing, whether entities or deeds, comes into existence except according to the will and knowledge of Allah. Whatever He willed to happen shall happen without any delay or prevention. Allah does whatever He wills without Him being imperfect or unjust. He is the one who orders, forbids, and questions His slaves. They are to obey Him. And then He said, in the supplication and charities of the living, there is a benefit for the dead. Allah Ta'ala is the one who answers the supplications and fulfills the needs. According to the Islamic scholarly consensus, the recitation of the Quran at the graves of the dead Muslims and the supplication for them are among the matters that are beneficial to the dead Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by the graves of two Muslim committers of enormous sins who were being tortured in their graves. He plunged a palm tree branch into their graves after splitting it into two parts and said, لَعَلَّهُ يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمَا مَا لَمْ يَيْبَسَا. It means the torture will be reduced as long as the branches do not wither. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This is because as long as the plants are green, they mention Allah. The scholars say if the dhikr of green plants benefits the dead, then reciting the Quran at the grave must benefit them too. In his book, Shu'ab al-Iman, Imam al-Bayhaqi narrated from Ibn Umar that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا مات أحدكم فلا تحبسوه وأسرعوا به إلى قبره، وليقرأ عند رأسه بفاتحة البقرة وعند رجليه بخاتمة سورة البقرة. It means, when one of you dies, do not hold him back. Be fast to take him to his grave. Let the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah be recited at his head and its end at his feet. Allah promised his slaves who supplicate him to hear their supplications. However, Allah does not give man anything he asks of him. Rather, Allah does give whatever he wills without him being obligated to do or to give anything. The author said, "He owns everything and nothing owns him. Nothing can be unneedful of Allah, even for an eye wink. Whoever claims to be unneedful of Allah for an eye wink blasphemes and becomes among the people of perdition." The whole universe belongs to Allah. Everything needs Him at all times. Allah does not need anything. Whoever says otherwise is a blasphemer who deserves severe torture. Allah Ta'ala does not need any of His creations. At-Tahawi then said, "Allah has the ghadab and rida attributes unlike any of mankind." The ghadab and rida are two attributes of Allah Ta'ala. When referring to people, the two terms respectively mean anger, wrath, and satisfaction, pleasure. However, when referring to Allah, they refer to Allah as willing to punish or reward. They are not in any way two emotions, because Allah is different from His creation. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on al-Islam, forgive our sins, and keep us guided to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah knows best.